¡Hola!
¡Hi!
Bienvenidas a Super Mamás.
¡Super Mamás!
This is Paulina.
And this is Bricia. We're moms and sisters.
I have two beautiful girls, Krista, who's four, and Sabina, who's one.
And I have a handsome baby boy, Eduardo Santiago. And we welcome you into the Super Mama Sisterhood.
We're here to help one another, inspire one another, and support each other through the ups and downs of motherhood.
I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Okay, ¿listas?
Here we go.
Hola, Super Mamas. This is Paulina.
And this is Bricia.
And this week, we're going to answer all of your questions.
Thank you so much for sending in all your questions via Instagram and Facebook. We try to answer all of them. We talk about diaper bags, about quinceañeras, about parties, celebrations, finances,
and sex.
Your favorite subject, Paulina. I hope you guys enjoy the show. Hello!
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
What's up?
What's new with everyone?
What's cracking, Lucky?
What's cracking? Come down there, Urban Dictionary. Come down. I'm so full. Our dad just arrived from Oaxaca, and he sat down, and we just finished an entire, like,
two
pescado frito.
Two.
Al mojo de ajo.
Two.
I know.
You guys finished two fishes.
I know. I'm so full right now.
I was like, didn't we just eat?
I'm telling you, dude. Like, sometimes, I mean, not to sound like, oh my God, my restaurant is so good, but dang, my restaurant's really good. Like, I forget how good this restaurant is sometimes.
Mm-hmm. For real.
You know? Like, and anyway. But anyway, ladies, how was your weekend, my sister?
My weekend was great. No, it was fun. It was fun. We went to the La Plaza 5th anniversary yesterday, which was so much fun. And I was like, I could picture Super Mama Social. I cannot wait.
Right. Oh, because it was the same venue.
Yes.
Where we are going to have our Super Mama Social that I hope everyone already got tickets for. supermamasocial.com. We're gonna do a live taping of the show, you guys. We're so excited.
Yay.
But anyway, Paulina, you were saying?
So we went and they had like a mural that, you know, it was Somos LA mural, and I was so excited because my kids got to do their little hands and we put them there. So hopefully they'll have it there so we can see it. I actually put on their little hands, we put Super Mamas LA.
Oh, nice.
So representing Super Mamas, and I was there with the girls, and it was fun. It was really fun. Mm-hmm. It was really hot. It's really hot, but I was like, summer is just around the corner. It's already like...
Summer is here.
May.
I mean, in LA, summer is here. Ugh, I guess.
I know.
It's so hot. Today was 91.
I know. Today I sent my little baby with a bathing suit to the school because, you know, sometimes they let him play in the water.
Right.
And I was like, here's her bathing suit. And actually got pictures and they did play in the water.
My husband's like the worst person to dress my baby in the morning. I'm like, every time he dresses him up, I'm like, and I'm always like, Siri, what's the weather today? So it's like, the high would be 91. And I'm like, honey, this is a 91 weather clothes you have our child in right now.
And they're outside a lot of the time, right?
Yeah, wait. I have to tell you what happened to my husband this morning.
What happened?
Okay. So my husband was away this weekend. He went to Mexico City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he went
to... What did he go do? Tell everybody what he went to do.
He went to watch Vicente Fernandez's last concert.
That's
ever.
So
he retired at La Azteca.
Yeah.
El Estadio Azteca. So he retired and he and his best friend went to watch...
Dude, I wish I could have been there.
Vicente Fernandez's last concert. So he was so excited, you know, getting back. And then this morning, well, it's, you know, it's like he left Friday night. He came back Sunday night. So, and he came back late. And... you know, Monday is just sort of like such a shock, like going from Sunday of being,
away.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then coming back home to like a child you have to take to school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, we woke up doing our morning routine, whatever, and he left. And then I got a message from school at like 9:30. And they were like, hey, like, is Eduardo coming today? And I'm like, what? Like, oh my God, are like, is he okay? You know what I mean? Like, my head is so messed up.
Oh yeah.
That like my head always goes to the worst case scenario.
Once you become a mom, that always happens.
Always. So then, I texted Lady Eric. We call her Lady Eric. We call her, text her back. I'm like, I'm sure he'll be there shortly. So I'm like, where are they? So my husband calls me. He's like, you were never going to believe what happened. I'm like, "What? Where are you guys? He's like, I pulled in to work. I parked my car and then look at the rear view window. And I'm like, holy crap, my son is in the back seat.
What the hell? You always hear those stories. Oh my God, I'm glad he noticed. No, for real, that has happened to people.
Really?
You know? Yeah. People, it has happened to people. People go to work and they get out of the car and then, I swear to God, I've
they
like...
They forget their kids in the car?
Yeah.
Shut up.
That happens. And then your kid is so quiet all the time.
Right, right.
That, oh my God, I'm glad he noticed.
Well, I mean, yes, I'm glad he noticed too. I mean, he got the text and he was like, babe, I pulled up and I was like, on the phone, he was on the phone with his cousin. Uh-huh. I'm sure telling him about the concert, like getting so excited. Do you know what I mean? Like Vicente and like, oh yeah, my God, yeah. Junior, like this Junior's the name of his cousin. So he's like, dude. And he pulled up, he was like, Junior, like I'm at work, my son is just staring at me like, where are we, dad? So then he had to leave work and then go to school to drop him off.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I know, right?
I know. I always wonder like if that would ever happen to me. I'm glad I know somebody that happened to. That's my a really husband. Good story.
And he called me. I was like, baby, can I share that on my podcast today? He's like, yeah, it's funny. You can say it.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. That is funny and scary, but funny.
I mean, I think the idea of leaving him in the car never like crossed my mind.
Of course.
I mean, I guess that could have happened. Like if he was just so tired. I guess the people are just so tired.
Yeah. And then you like, I don't know, he was on the phone, you know, and he's just like, just thinking about like automatic going to work, you know?
Uh-huh, right.
And then you don't even notice. I have a car story too. I think I shared it with you already with Krista.
What happened?
So I was driving to drop him off at school and on my way over there, somebody cut me off, like, but really bad. Uh-huh. Like, and I was like, my first reaction, my immediate reaction was, what the And then Krista is like, mommy, why did you say what the
fuck? Oh yeah.
Oh my God. But it was so clear the way she said it. She had never ever said something like that ever, like a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
So the way she said what the fuck so clear that I immediately, like, my mind went like 1,000 miles per hour and I was like, I didn't say that. And she was like, what did you say? And I said, oh, my feet got stuck.
Yeah. That was a good comeback, by the way.
I know.
Point Paulina. One yes. point to Paulina.
Yes.
That was a really good comeback. I would have never, like, how did you think of that word? Like,
I have no idea. I was like, what rhymes? And I was like, my feet got stuck. She was like, got stuck where? I was like, here, in the pedal. And then she was like, really? Where? Show me. And I was like, honey, no, I cannot show you because I'm driving. But don't ever say that word again. And I was telling my husband, I was like, it just hit me. Like, I'm always mindful of what I say around her.
Right.
But now I have to be like 4 or 5 times more aware of everything. And like, I say a lot of bad words. I realize I say a lot of bad words. I mean, here at work, you know, with you guys, with you, Fernando, we all, you know.
I don't say bad words.
Shut up. We say bad words. We say bad words all the time. And now my daughter...
Nasty words.
Potty words.
Potty mouth, Paulina.
Potty mouth. But hopefully she won't repeat it because I said my feet got stuck. But I told my therapist and she was like, she probably will remember this. Like,
of course.
Because, no, and she said that she will remember the reaction or why it happened. Like, oh, mommy got surprised. And then she said, what the fuck? You know, like she'll... She said she might associate it more with the reaction of what happened than the actual word. And I was like, great. I just damaged my child for life.
For life.
She will be needing therapy in some 30 years.
There you go, Paulina.
So point for me, but then two taken away from me for messing up my child.
Bad mom. Well, ladies, today we are having another Q&A episode for you all. I know all of you guys love, love to know about our lives. And we're so open about everything. Yes. And I love doing these shows because we get to know you guys better through your questions. And then you guys get to know us better. So when we come back, my sister and I are going to answer. And then I don't know what you guys always ask about sex. Like, what is it with you ladies?
People love talking about sex.
I mean, I'm okay talking about it, but what is it? Jeez. Jeez, mozas. Okay, we'll be right back.
Cheese section.
Cheese.
Yes, we are.
All right, Bugna, which one should we attack first? Our Instagram questions or our Facebook questions?
Let's go with our, what do you say? Let's go with our Instagram pictures first. Pictures. Yes, our pictures. Let's go with our questions, our Instagram questions.
Question number one. What do you think about quinceañeras? Overpriced party or a good tradition to keep on having?
We have like such different experiences with our quinceañeras.
I know. But you have two daughters, so I guess it comes close to you.
Personally, I didn't have a quinceañera.
You did.
It was forced onto me. It was forced onto
me. Okay.
You know that. I did not want a quinceañera. I wanted to travel. I don't know to where, right? Or I wanted something else. I just really wanted a party with my friends, with my friends. And at the end of the day, like, five or six of my friends went and everybody else was mom and dad's friend.
Yeah.
And I had fun, you know, but I felt awkward because I didn't want any of it. Didn't want the dress. I didn't want any of it. We bought the dress the day before.
You did?
Yeah. I remember. We bought the dress the day before. We went to the mall and mom wanted me to buy a quinceañera. And I was like, I don't want it. Like, I don't want to. But, you know, para darle gusto, I did. And I said, I don't want a vals. And they went in and they invited some strangers.
Yes, I remember.
Right, they invited some people, like their friends.
Señor Jorge or
something. And they forced me to have a vals. They forced me to do all the things that
this
I didn't
want to
do.
This is why you go to therapy.
This is why I go to therapy.
This is why my sister goes to therapy, you guys.
So, like, for me, it's, I'm going to say, whatever the girl wants. Like, if my girls want a quinceañera, then we'll have a quinceañera. But if they don't want it, then I'll respect it. Because I didn't want it. I didn't want it. And, like, I have my album and I look at it and I'm like, oh, it's cool, you know, but
my album I want to throw away. It's so bulky. I'm like,
my album has a quinceañera doll.
So
on
does
it.
Mine. We have the exact same album.
Yeah. And like we have a video and everything. I mean, mom and dad had the best intentions, but I think, see, that was one party for them, not for me.
Right.
That was a party for them. So, I mean, you know, Tita had a party and it was a great and she wanted it. You won that.
I don't think she wanted it either. I think the only person that wanted the party was me.
Yeah, you wanted your
me,
party.
Me, miss, I hate parties. Why are we wasting money on parties?
You had a
I had a big quinceañera and I loved it. I loved every second of it.
Yeah, you chose your chambelán.
Oh, my chambelán was like the guy that I had the hugest crush on. Right. And I didn't want damas. I only had like seven chambelanes, like your boyfriend, Jackie's boyfriend at the time, your Denise's boyfriend, your other friend's boyfriend, like everybody's boyfriends. My best friend's sister's boyfriend, like, right. And then we had like practices mm-hmm. at the house.
Yeah,
and then I danced that vals from
Sleeping Beauty.
From Sleeping Beauty,
and that Sleepwalker.
And Sleepwalker.
I remember
from La Bamba. I had La Bamba and Sleeping Beauty, and then I met like this guy. I still remember his name is Josh.
Oh yeah,
I met him there, and he was just like my like high school like heartthrob that I was like in love with. So
and then you did a regional dance too.
Yeah, and then I danced like a Tijuana dance. So I think I agree with you. I think that it's got to, you have people, like parents have to respect what the daughter's wishes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you know, also stay within your means. Like, don't go into debt for a quinceañera.
Oh, and a lot of people in our culture do.
Yeah. So like, don't go into debt for a quinceañera. Okay. Another one. What kind of diaper bag are you currently using? Any diaper bag packing tips? Have you ever considered having a YouTube channel? Side note, I think that would be awesome. Paulina?
My diaper bag is a Honest backpack. Mm-hmm. They have a backpack, and I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's very spacious, and it has a front pocket that has the insulated.
Mm-hmm.
To put like food, and now I use it for snacks, and I put like the cool packs in there. And I love backpacks because it gives me the freedom of having two free hands for my kids. And it's big. It's really easy to clean, and it looks really good because it's like vegan leather.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like black with gold
accents.
And I love it. I love it. And I wear it, or my husband wears it. We wear it. It's like, we can both wear it, and that's the one that I have, and I love it.
Nice. If you guys want to see my diaper bag, you can go on Linda at Loose Warriors YouTube channel, and we actually did a video.
Oh, yeah, you did. That one's really cool.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way. Linda had her baby. What? Yay. Benicio is here.
Benicio.
Okay. Oh, and YouTube channel, maybe when I have more time. Okay. Pretty Mamas, how do you feel about baby naming / welcoming ceremonies in lieu of traditional baptisms when you want to have some sort of celebration to welcome your new baby with friends and family in Mexico, but you are not Catholic? I'm all about it, Samantha Vient. All about it.
We're not Catholic either.
We aren't. My sister and I are not Catholic either, and we did not have a baptism, so we had like a little... We talked about it in one of the episodes. We had a baby dedication.
We could have made a party. If we
could have made
to.
A party out of it. I think it's just like, if you want to have a party, mm-hmm. to celebrate life with your child, you should do it. Like, yeah. Just because you are not Catholic and you can't have a baptism doesn't mean you can't have like, right. Or just have like your like, you
make
know what
your
I mean?
Own.
Yeah, make your
DIY.
Own.
DIY.
Yeah, DIY. Or. If you have a best friend that you've always wanted them to be like a madrina or a padrino, mm-hmm. you know, you don't have to have a baptism to have padrinos. Like you right. could create a party and then be like, you're the madrina. So there, you know, give me some money. Okay. Miss Drea. Oh, why are you both so beautiful? Oh, wow. It's called contouring and highlight. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, by the way, you are teaching me how to do that.
Yeah.
And now I'm like... sucking in my face every morning
like to
do
contour?
My contour
and highlight
el smoky eye.
Okay. Patricia 2426, by the way, Misra, thank you, we love you, you are so funny. But it is my contouring and highlight. Patricia 2426, it's makeup. It's the hours that I spent on YouTube. Anything on kids with learning disabilities or autism, how to navigate those unknown waters?
We actually have
a mommy
coming within a couple
weeks.
Of weeks.
Yeah. In 2 weeks.
And we're going to talk about that subject. So, you know, we'll
stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
We are definitely having that mom. We already have her scheduled. Mm-hmm. And that episode will air on the week of May 2nd.
Yeah, May 3rd.
I believe. So, yeah, May 3rd.
May 3rd.
So look for that episode on autism.
Right.
Okay. Because it's been a very highly suggested subject. Another question from Fran and Dan. At Supermamas, how are finances dealt within the family? Babies are a big money issue, and who handles the finances? Supermama or Superpapa? This is a good question.
It is.
This is a really good question. Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
Well, in my house, I am the one that deals with the finances, mm-hmm. I guess because... here in the restaurant, I do too. So I was like, hey, why not?
Yeah.
And, you know, my husband.
And do you really trust your husband with your finances?
I don't. No, I do, baby. I do trust him. But I just think like it felt natural to do it, you know, to translate that at home. And we're both okay with it. I think it's very important. Communication. Money, it's such a big issue. And at the beginning, I'm not going to lie, we had a bunch of issues with that. Like, the struggle of the power, mm-hmm. a power struggle for a long time. But... you know, he realized that I like doing that. And he knows that I save money, and he knows that I'm very stingy with our money.
Mm-hmm.
So even if he asks me for money, like here at the restaurant, I'm like, there's no money. No hay dinero. So same thing at home. When he asks me for something, I'll be like, no, I don't have anything. There's no, we don't have any money. So you know, he likes that because sometimes we've had emergencies or his family in Mexico or something, you know, we have somewhere to pull money from, and he knows that he trusts me. But it just took a long time to get here. It was not like overnight, and it's just communication. A lot of communication.
So, like, how is it just one big account that you both?
So
you
have. So we have a joint account. We have. Well, I have my personal account. He has his personal account, and we have a joint account.
Okay.
So let's say we have our personal or joint account where all the expenses go and the bills, and then we have a budget. So every week I transfer money to him, or I give him his budget, and I keep my budget, which sometimes might be a little bit bigger.
Okay.
But
wait. Hold on. Hold on. Explain to me. So there's one big joint account.
Yeah.
And then
I have my personal debit
card. Hold on. But here's, so your check and his check, do both of your checks go directly to that joint account?
Yeah.
And then you put both of you guys' money together.
Mm-hmm.
And then from your joint account, you transfer to your account.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the joint account, you transfer it onto his account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what we do.
My situation.
Why?
No, I was just, again, that's why when she asked, I was like, that's a good question. Cause I don't know how you do your finances.
Yeah, and that's what we do.
And I had asked another friend of mine, like, what do you do? And he also said that they have one big account, and he's like, yeah. And I just pay, and like, she, you know, I give her money out of that account. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cause what I do is really different. The way I handle my account is, is very different. So I have my own personal savings account, and I have my own personal checking account,
mm-hmm.
and I have my own personal retirement account.
Oh.
So my husband has his own personal savings account and his own personal checking account. And then we have one joint checking account and two joint savings accounts. Okay. I know. That's a lot of accounts. I know. So so here's the way it works. So we made a budget for our home where we included the mortgage, daycare, groceries, Amazon, Target. So then every month on the 1st, we transfer that amount of money into our savings, and he transfers that amount of money we both transfer a set amount of money into the checking account, into the joint checking.
Mm-hmm.
So because we both know what our budget is, so we both put half of that into the joint checking. And then out of that checking account, that's where all our expenses come from. Mm-hmm. So if I go to Trader Joe's, or if I don't go to Trader Joe's anymore, though, because I order everything through Amazon Prime. But every time I buy something for the house, it comes out of there. We have to pay the daycare, it comes out of there. The mortgage mm-hmm. comes out, everything comes out of there. And then out of that joint, then we transfer some into a savings account for house things. And out of my personal checking, out of my whatever's left from what I put into our joint expenses, then I have that money to spend on whatever I want. And out of that, I also put money away. I have it automatic, so I have a set amount that goes onto my personal savings account. And then, like, a set amount that goes into my investment account.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
Once a week.
You told me about that. Well, actually, I do
have. So that's the way. To me, that's the way we both figured it out. I've told people this before, and they're like, why would you do that? like, wait, but isn't both of you guys just both of your money? Like, I'm like, it's just the way we talked about it,
right.
And it made sense to us.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of people are going to hear it. They're going to be like,
no, it makes sense.
What?
No, because I know what you said. We also have a savings account. So we put that money, I just pretend it doesn't exist. Like, it's just, you know, I don't even consider it. What I call our joint account is what we use for, like, our bills. And I pay the bills. So I have it set up so it comes out of there. And whatever's left, it's just, you know, it's just like a backup all the time. Whatever we don't use. And if I need it to buy something, like, we're going to Vegas, right?
Right.
So whatever's left from, like, the past months, like, 50 here, 100 there, that's why I'm like, okay, this is how much we have to spend on our trip. But we don't, so every month I transfer something to our savings.
Mm-hmm.
And but that I don't
yeah,
even
because we have two different savings accounts. We have like a savings, yeah. Again, because we have several savings accounts.
I know.
So because to us, that sort of like made sense because we have to like save towards a goal. That was always like our thing. So now we have a house savings account, which means like if anything that we need to do for the house, like we need to, right now we want to expand the house. So we're like, okay, then we need to put money into the house savings account until we reach that that like amount. Then we're able to like build that fence or do something
that
to
makes
the
sense.
House.
You had told me about that. And I haven't brought it up and told them that we should, but you told me like just put a name on the account.
And then we have a vacation account.
Right, right.
So
that
then,
makes sense.
So then we put money into the vacation account. But then I have my own personal account to where that way. And this is the way we did it. Like we're like that way. Whenever we like, if I want to buy a pair of shoes, I just know like it comes out of my money and it's not like kind of the joint account, because I would feel a little bit more like, ooh, but then like if I'm get shoes, then he needs to get shoes. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like that's kind of why we do it that way. And then he has his money. So if he wants to buy a G-Star jacket, which he does once a week, then I can't do anything because it's like his money, as long as, you know.
Right.
And, you know, and then I just like, I think it's kind of weird. The only thing where it sort of like starts getting weird is like now that we have, like, I just bought like clothes for the baby. We both have to be like, okay, that's how much I'm going to spend on the baby's clothes. So we're like, okay, well, that's, then that means like we both have to like go in on it, or like, you know what I mean? Sometimes he just buys things for the baby on his own. He's like, no, but I want to buy that for the baby. I don't want that to be from both of us. I want it to be from me. I'm like, cool.
Oh,
do you know
weird.
What I mean? So like that's sort of like when it gets weird, where he's like, oh no, I want to go get him a toy. But I want to get him a toy. Like, I don't want you to, that's my toy that I gave him.
Oh, that's interesting.
Do you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, when we have to go buy clothes or things for the kids, we're like, okay, we have to go get clothes for the kids, you know, and that's not what we do. And I know, like, a lot of my friends do the same thing. Like, they have a joint account and they each get, like, an allowance, quote unquote, every week or something, every month, or, you know, and then the money.
No, see, so it's different. It's like we give the house an allowance.
Right.
And then we keep, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But that's smart, though. But, you know, my husband's, I mean, not to, but he really is not good with his money. So I'm kind of like his keeper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense. That's why I guess.
Yeah. You know, if one of you guys is not like super good with the money, then maybe the other person should have it, because otherwise, you know. And the same thing, like my best friend, like I tell her, like, so how much do you pay a gas? Like, you know, your gas every month. She's like, I don't know. I'm like, you don't know? Like, you have no idea how much you pay of gas a month? She's like, no, my husband deals with it. And I'm like, okay, you know?
Right.
But, you know, I tell him, like, exactly how much so he can have an idea and not just be like, because sometimes we were like, oh, let's go buy something. Yeah, 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 just buy it. I'm like, do you have any idea how much we spend a month? You know, like, you're just like, yeah, 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 buy it. So one of us has to be responsible with the money.
Right.
You know? And it's good both of you guys are responsible
with
the money.
Yeah, and because you both have access to the joint account.
Yeah.
So he'll send me a text like, what do you buy at Amazon for blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, oh, it's this. Or it was that. And then he's like, okay. I just like saw a lot of like expenses on Amazon this week. I'm like, oh, I should not have put that. Because sometimes, you know, I slip on like maybe like one bronzer. Because I bought other things, you know. But I guess it's just sort of like the weirdness of the way we do finances. But good question.
Good question.
Good question, Fran and Dan. Mrs. Heights, hello, ladies. I'm the mother of 19-day-old twins. God bless your soul. How are you on Instagram? And can't fathom going back to work, which requires you to travel more than 50% of the time. How have you and other moms dealt with newborns and returning to a travel-intense position?
Oh, wow.
That's hard.
Yeah.
We don't travel for work, really. Like, and then you have twins?
We should have a mom. We're going to look for a mom that travels a lot.
Yeah, we'll look for a mom that travels a lot. And I think, because this is a great question.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry, Mrs. Heights, that I don't have the answer. But hopefully we'll put it, let's put it on the Facebook
wish
page.
List.
Yeah, and on the Facebook page, on the closed group, and maybe a mom can answer this.
Right.
Oh.
Good luck, mama.
Yeah, good. Just pray.
Well, you know, and just
maybe plan to stay home for a year.
Yeah.
Daycare is expensive, girl. I don't know if you heard that episode where I was crying. Daycare is expensive.
It is.
Fatima. Oh my gosh, I second the YouTube channel. I would love to see inside of all of Paulina's bags.
You know what, guys? I am going to, if you guys want to see inside my bags.
you know what? I am so down to do a video. Do you guys remember?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Do you guys remember Jesus how Paulina Christ. Had a box with a diablito with like a little dolly? So I don't know what happened to that box and that dolly she was so excited about. She gave it up. It's probably somewhere in the corner of the house with a like soul food. It probably can't even close. I bet you it wasn't even closed. And now she's back to like three bags. She shows up with three bags today. I got to work today and the whole table in the back was full of makeup.
I was cleaning my makeup bag.
At work?
I mean,
what?
It was like, I mean, I was pulling out
and if
something.
People don't believe me. Check out my Snapchat.
You know what? I will give people a preview of what's in my bag through Snapchat.
Yeah,
follow some Snapchat.
Yeah, we should do a. We should totally do a "What's in your bag" video.
Everything I need. Okay, on my last trip to Vegas, let me bring this up.
No, okay, let's go back to the next question.
Well, just really fast. My friends needed a couple of things for me, and everything they needed, I had.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really prepared.
You take your box. Did you forget your box in Vegas? Is that why we haven't seen it?
Dumb.
Okay, Jesus Facebook Christ. Questions. Facebook questions.
Okay, here we go. Let's talk about sex.
Ay, van con
baby,
tu sex.
Let's van talk con about sex. You and me. Okay. Now that I got your attention with my song, let's talk about sex after babies. One, how often do you have it in a month?
Mm-hmm.
Two, did your libido drop? I think mine did. Number three, if so, what personal experiences, professional and or non-professional, do you recommend or advise? Can't wait for the oversharing.
Okay, sex after child. I think we've touched on little things in other episodes, yeah, because you guys have asked the same question. My husband and I try, and you know what? My husband told me that he read this article. I'm going to have to look for it. And he told me, it's like, you know, I read an article today that says the happiest couples have sex once a week. I'm like, really?
What?
Where did you read that? He's like, I think in Yahoo somewhere. I'm like, okay, forward me that.
Mr.
Like,
Yahoo.
I'm like, forward me that article. I'm like, forward me that article. Now, my husband and I try really hard to have sex at the very least twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very least. Very, very least. That's number one. That was the first one. How many times I have it a month? So mm-hmm. that would be 8 times a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I average between 6 and 8, I'm going to say, a month. And then the second question was,
did your libido drop?
Did my libido drop?
Libido.
I mean, I think like right after I had my baby, like the week of, the last thing I wanted to do was have sex, right?
Right.
But I think that now my baby's 1 year old. I, in fact, enjoy sex more now than before.
Yes.
And I even like 2 months after the baby, and I started having sex 8 weeks after my child was born. And after after 2-3 months, like it was the opposite. Like I really enjoyed it. Some reason, like I did, I was like, how is this like feeling so much better? You know? I mean, not that it wasn't good before. I'm just saying that like I don't know if my son stretched me in some sort of way. I don't know. I mean, I'm keeping it real.
I know what you mean.
I'm mm-hmm. keeping it real. I know what you mean. That was the answer. What was the third question?
The third question is, what personal experience, professional or unprofessional, do you recommend?
So, I am not a professional, but in the podcast,
are you a sex professional?
We have spoken in the past about dressing to go to bed,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not talking about like sexy PJs, like go and buy, you know, silk or whatever, but I will say try and have a night outfit.
Mm-hmm.
At least have, like, just don't go to bed in your regular clothes. Don't go to bed in workout clothes. Just, you know, have a night
sweats
outfit.
And
I mean, as long as you feel sexy in whatever you're wearing.
Right.
I mean, there might be really tight sweats and like a cute little shirt. I mean, whatever it makes you feel sexy and clean. That's number tip. Another tip, shower on a nightly basis. I do that. Number three, shave often. I mean, it doesn't take that long, ladies.
Yes.
It does not take that long. Like, just put some soap, shave your legs. That, you know, helps. Twinkle razor has been great for me. You know, we've spoken about the twinkle razors as well. And also, what's worked for me is, like, find a playlist or, like, a CD or some songs that you guys maybe listened to when you guys were dating, or maybe like in a period when you guys were having a lot of sex, and put that, you know, put music on, right. You know, maybe when your husband's in the shower. So when he comes out, the song's on and, you know, it kind of gets, you know, like, hey, so, you know, smell good. So, right. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Put some perfume around.
Right. Right.
That's always like kind of like not like to go and be like put candles on and, you know, all like being all like do just doing like you
that's
know,
like
do,
a special occasion.
Yeah, like doing the most or anything. Just like in a normal Tuesday right. night, if you dress well to go to bed, shower, shave your legs, and just put some nice music on that kind of sparks that part of your brain that brings you back to that lustful period, I think would work.
Right. I actually throw away all my old pajamas and I went to Nordstrom's.
Oh.
And remember, like, we talked about those little pages? I got them. You know, they're not, or if I bought some there and then I went to Ross and I got some other ones the same way. And now I use them.
The same style.
The same style. And then I use them every night. And same thing, I always take, I try to take a shower every night. And, same thing. I usually, when I'm like, okay, let me put some music and some, we put like Spotify and I just, I'm like, hey, so what's up?
Okay. So answer the question.
Number one, how many times? Same. I think we try to do at least twice or sometimes if we're lucky, three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we had sex at 40 days. Like the doctor said, 40 days. I went to my doctor's appointment. He said, you're good to go. Go have fun. Go at it. And then so we did. And same thing. You know, after Krista, sex got better. And then after Sabina, sex got even better. I don't know if it's because I'm more confident with my body, with myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I know what I'm capable of. I know what my body's capable of. But I enjoy it so much more, and just a lot of communication. And we've talked about this also, and get them on board, you know, get them on board. I'm sure that's what they want. The boys.
Surfboard.
Right.
Surfboard.
So go
that board. Is that the board you're talking about? Get them on board. Get them on the surfboard.
Yes. Get them on the surfboard and they will really, really enjoy it. So
grind up on that surfboard, ladies. Grind all up on it. Just as Beyonce said.
Okay, Lendy, let's talk tampons. How the heck are we going to teach our daughters if we have no clue?
Lendy knows I don't know how to use a tampon. That's why she's neither asking that question. I think we said that in a podcast before.
Have we?
I don't know. I feel like we have. I don't know how to use a tampon, lady. So
I don't know either.
Sorry. You know, you guys are going to be like, I don't know if you guys heard this, TMI. I don't.
We don't know. I
sorry,
don't know
I
either.
Try. I mean, I try mm-hmm. every time. Every month I try. I actually use both tampons and pads. Because
we both do.
Yeah, because I use both. I use a pad tampon, but it does. I don't know how to use it, so it leaks a lot. So then mm-hmm. the pad mm-hmm. traps whatever that is. So I'm constantly changing both.
I know. I don't know how to do it. I've tried and they're like, go deep. I remember one of our friends was like, pee a little. Remember they told us pee a little.
They told
me
all these things.
I'm
like,
I can't. Like,
I try.
I try too.
I try.
And I'm like,
month.
And then what? Get pee on my hand? Like, I don't understand. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And so every month I try.
And then someone asked me to use a Diva cup, but I'm like, how am I going to use a Diva cup when I don't even know how to use a tampon? Like, it just. Sorry. Well, how are we going to teach your daughters? YouTube, my sister. I'm going to tell my little sister to tell them, ask them, show and tell. I'm not really sure.
Show and tell.
I don't know.
And everybody gets so surprised when we tell them that like, yeah. We don't know how to use tampons.
I mean, the truth.
I don't
you
know.
You think, okay, you guys, you think my mom uses tampons ever? Use tampons?
Nope.
No. Mm-hmm. It's probably like, no, vas a perder tu virginidad.
So they'll just have to rely on Google.
Yeah, Google.
Okay. Hello, girls. It sounds like both of you are set about having more than one child, but there are many moms debating if they should have a single child. There are many articles I've read regarding the subject. How do you guys feel? Basically, how do we feel about having one child versus more than one child?
You go first because you want to have a third one.
Okay. I seriously feel like I'm missing something. I don't know how to explain it. Mm-hmm. I'm missing something. I'm missing another child. Like, I feel like my family's not complete. Mm-hmm. I really feel that way. And my husband feels the same way. Like, we feel like we need one more piece in our puzzle. So I'm all for having a third baby. Plus, you know, I've said this before. There's four of us, Fernando, Elizabeth, you and me. And I love how I mean, 30 years later, you know, I love the way we are together. And I love how we support each other and help each other. And hopefully my kids will be the same way.
Right.
Plus, I feel like, you know, you never know where your kids' paths are going to go. And then what if one goes one way, another one goes the other way. And at least you'll have like three to choose from, you know, like, okay, you can come this time or I can go visit you, or you know what I mean? Like,
no, I get it. I think that's beautifully put, the way you said it.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like a piece of your final puzzle is going to be there, and it's fine. Like, that's how you feel. That's how you feel. And who cares about people? And I know, you know, I'm always like, oh my God, Paulina, can you have a third one? Like, doesn't, you know, you make stuff work.
Right.
You make things work. Like, having another one isn't going to be the end of the world. Mm-hmm. It might be the beginning of a whole new world, you know?
Right.
For me, you know, I think we're still sort of like in that stage. I mean, I know I want to have one more for sure. I think that the reason I want to do that is just because I want to do it for my son.
Right.
I don't want to do it for me. I want to do it for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because I have three siblings and I love each and every one of them. And I just want to give that mm-hmm. to my son.
Right.
I want to give my son a sibling.
Mm-hmm.
And when my husband and I talk about it, I'm like, he's like, oh, but babe, like, I'm like, yeah, but that's how much I love him.
Right.
I'm willing to go through this whole thing again. And I know it's hard, but I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for him.
Right.
And, you know, that's the way I look at it. And the only reason I say that, it's because I come from a big family and
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
And I wish I could maybe have four kids, but, you know, financially wouldn't, you know, I also don't want to be financially, you know, just sort of saying like, yeah, I'll just have six kids and, you know, right. give up. Some other things that I don't want to. So, yeah, that's
right. The support of one. I've seen my kids play together now and hug each other. And yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, like the sibling love, you cannot find it.
Right.
You cannot make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing. Okay. So, Cindy, for Paulina, I'm curious about differences between first and second pregnancy. Another thing would be about preparing a child for a sibling and the toughest things about the transition from one to two. The difference between the pregnancies, oh my God, my pregnancies were so completely different. Krista,
mm-hmm.
I was talking to a friend yesterday, she's pregnant and she's having the worst time. And I was telling her, like, with Krista, I just felt like I was walking around with a fan blowing my hair. You know, like, I was feeling fabulous 24/7. My hair was fabulous. My skin was fabulous. I felt fabulous 24/7
all the
time. You were
just a fabulous person.
I was. During my whole pregnancy. Like, the pregnancy was the best thing. Now, the birth was a totally different thing. But my pregnancy was really good. And with Sabina, was the total opposite. My pregnancy was really bad. I got diagnosed with gestational diabetes. I was poking my finger four times a day. I was in a very strict diet. I lost so much weight. I was constantly under medical supervision. I had to take classes. My sciatica hit like the worst. My hormones were crazy. I ran away from home like 3 times. I, you know, threw things around. It was really, really bad. But the birth was fast and my recovery was super, super fast and like the total opposite of Krista. So my pregnancies were completely different. And, you know, some people were like, oh, es que es un niño, it's a boy. And I was like, no, they were both girls, but it was just different. Like, I think every pregnancy is different.
Right.
And how I prepared Krista, I always included her in everything. I took her to doctor's appointment. I would tell her about the baby and I bought her some books. I remember this this specific book called Soy Una Hermana Mayor. And I think they have it for girls and boys, and they have it in Spanish and in English. I'm not sure what the title is in English, but it's called Soy Una Hermana Mayor. And it talks about, like, you know, a baby coming home, but it always emphasizes, like, how mommy and daddy love, you know,
both of them,
because you are unique. And how, like, you know, we should welcome the baby. And I started reading these books to her, like, through my pregnancy. And she would touch the baby and she would talk to the baby. And I just included her in everything. I didn't leave her on the side. We always make sure that if daddy was touching the stomach, she was touching the stomach. If I was touching my stomach, she was too. So she could see that it was our baby. It was not my baby with daddy, right, but it was our baby. And, I think the hardest thing from one baby to two babies is the first year, because the whole first year is going to be tough because you're so used to this dynamic and this routine. And then all of a sudden you have to change everything. And the first year was so hard. But after the year, I think things are pretty easy. I think you have to be mentally prepared that to know that you are not longer going to give attention just to one child, and you have to be very mindful. A lot of people always told me, like, be very mindful of the older one and not the baby, because the baby doesn't really know until now.
Mm-hmm.
But at the beginning, I had to be very mindful of Krista, like, you know, giving her more attention. And that's why I always feel like I didn't give Sabina some of the attention at the beginning. But, you know, like, mom guilt is always there.
It's never going to go away.
It's never going to go away. So that's what I did. And it worked really good with them.
Awesome. All right, ladies, let's take a break, because this Q&A is taking longer than expected. We still need to talk about our patterns and our pick a tip of the week. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about our patterns to patterns. Okay. Brought to you by 7 Generation. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our Patterns to Pattern segment, brought to you by our dear friends at 7th Generation. And in this segment, we talk about a specific generational pattern that we would like to break. So, Paulina, sister, what is a generational pattern that you want to break?
Okay, so after my little car incident with Krista, I realized that when we were growing up, mom and dad would say so many bad words in front of us, like chinga, a la chingada, and any variation of those two words are like part of our vocabulary.
Right.
And that's why, you know, and for me, it's so normal.
They would fight a lot in front of us.
No, but also dad, like on a regular basis, you know, he says those things. And I mean, it's not bad. That's who he is. But, you know, that's why I say those things. And I think they're fine.
Right, right.
And I don't see them as bad because they were said a lot in front of us as we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I want my child to be saying those things, like, ah, chingada madre, you know, like those things, like, that would not sound cute.
It's culturally okay.
it's not culture. it shouldn't be.
Right, 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 right.
So no, I think that's one of the patterns that I want to do. And my husband's been really good about it. And he's always like, ah, did you hear what you said? Did you hear what you said? So I'm like, oh, yeah, I have to be very, very careful about what I said. So now I'm more aware of that because I know she's picking it up. So right. That's a pattern that I'm making that a point to break.
That's a really good one. My pattern that I actually, we were talking about finances, And my mom was always good with savings, and she was always in tandas, you know. Yeah. All the time. She had like three tandas going on at the same time all the time. And I think the generational pattern that I want to break, that I am breaking, and I think it's important that we talk about it. And I'm glad that our friend or listener brought the finances aspect up. It's that I'm investing, mm-hmm. and I'm saving for retirement.
Right.
And that's something that like our parents didn't do.
No,
you know,
they don't.
They Mm-mm. never really think about like what's going to happen to us in 20 years, you know.
Yeah.
We always think like, oh my God, that's like a very American thing, or just sort of like just not, that's not kind of, it's, we're not used to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. So I just want to, you know, be better and just be better at saving and investing and plan for our retirement and our future.
Right.
For my husband and I, because right. I mean, yeah, paying for a kid's college is great and all, but I'm like, you know, work, kid.
Get good grades. Get
mommy,
a scholarship.
Yeah. Mommy and daddy need to buy, you know, mommy and daddy need to live and not work anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So I think that that's the generational pattern that I want to break. Just be
true.
More.
True that. True
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Just be more mindful and like invest in a bank, you know,
right.
savings account, you know, an IRA account, you know, buy stock and instead of putting my money in a tanda without interest. It's like the worst investment you can make.
Right.
Those are patterns of the week. And ladies, please post pictures of you and your seventh generation products. Show seventh generation how much our super mamas really support them. Hashtag us with super mama generation. And just, you know, hashtag us.
Right.
Let us know. Let us know what is your favorite seventh generation product.
Can I share what's my newest one?
Which one's your newest one?
So I went to Target.
Surprise.
And they have laundry detergent
mm-hmm.
with lavender. And I love the lavender smell from 7th Generation. I was like, yes.
Because it's now, the same one as like the dish soap.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, yes, I am taking this. And I did. And now my clothes smell like lavender.
Yeah. See, ladies?
I love it.
Cleaning can be easier if you obtain the 7th Generation products. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I love it doing dishes now.
Yep.
And for more information on 7th Generation, please visit their website at 7thgeneration.com. And again, hashtag us, Super Mama Generation. We'll be right back.
We'll be back.
Back.
We're back.
With my sister's favorite segment, her tip or pick of the week.
We have come to the conclusion that you buy way more things than I do.
Okay, Paulina, what's your pick or tip of the week?
So my pick this week will also be the 7th Generation laundry detergent.
I know you guys. I have to get that one because I have the regular non-scent one.
I had that one before, and actually this week I was going to go get baby detergent for my baby's clothes, but I was like, she's not a baby no more. She can use regular
detergent. No, you can
use
7th Generation for baby
yes.
too.
Yes. So, but you know, because I don't know why, like her clothes, they always smell nice. You know, they smell like
yeah.
baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to keep it, but I was like, lavender? Hello?
Yeah.
So we used it with the baby's clothes, and now she smells so much more delicious. She smells like lavender. So I really, really like that, the detergent. I've used all sorts of detergents because, you know, also, you know, again, with mom, she's like, all like, ah, tu ropa está percudida, you know? And yeah. I was like, I don't no quiero mi ropa percudida. So I used a lot of products before, and now with the 7th Generation laundry detergent, like, I don't have any issues like that. And now with the lavender, I'm like, and my husband likes it too because it's not girly.
Right.
You know, so he likes it. And I definitely recommend the ladies go out and get it. And I really, really love it. I don't want you guys to think that I'm just saying it because they sponsor us. I really, really like it. And I think I said it before, even before, that I loved the because of it was lavender,
right.
the detergent. And now with the laundry, there was nothing to think about.
Yeah.
I just went for it.
Nice. My pick of the week is going to be actually my esthetician, my facialist,
Fania. I was like, what is that?
Oh, the face. Well, I've been kind of, I know, you know how I am about like my face, and I'm like, estoy como traumada.
I know, now more than ever.
I know.
Ya me regañaste because I don't use retinol. I was like, what? Okay.
Well, because you were, okay, but you were using SPF cream to go to sleep.
I am illiterate when it comes to beauty things. You're my go-to person.
You were using an S, you're like, this cream doesn't work. I'm like, you're using SPF. That's a night cream, Balina. Like, even if that's like, that's so you go in the sun. SPF. Okay. Anyway, so my, I've been kind of, I mean, I am, I think I've spoken about this before in the podcast as well, about like me being like more rigid about my skincare routine. And I've made it a point to get a facial at their least every like 4 to 6 weeks. Like, just to go.
I think you've gone more than that, though, no?
No, this is my third time I went. So I've gone 3 times in the past 3 months.
Oh.
So I love her. Her name is Fania. And then you can find her. Her Instagram is at Guidance to Glow.
Oh.
GUIDANCETOGLOW. We'll link her on the show notes at supermommaspodcast.com. And I'll put it on the Instagram as well. She is so knowledgeable about skin and so nice and like not pushy at all. Like, buy this product, but nothing at all. She's like, show me what you have. And, you know, I'll let you know if it's good for your skin. Because I think a lot of the times, like, we just buy things over the counter just because they're marketed to us.
Yeah.
And sometimes she's like, no, that's not like, you shouldn't be like, that's clogging your pores, or your skin's a little too dry for that. Right. Or, you know, so she's been teaching me a lot about skincare.
Mm-hmm.
And she also told me that she knows this person that does fillers.
Oh, what?
So they're not, I haven't done it like ladies, but I think I'm going to do it.
What?
So it's not Botox, but okay. So for example, you know that line that I have right here next to my, right here, like next to my cheek and my, in my lips, like your smile kind of line.
Yeah, the clown line?
Yeah. And because I smile so much, I'm so happy all the time. I've noticed that kind of like it's something new that I have. And she's like, oh, it's really easy. Like, there's like an injection. They put it on you and it just fills it. It doesn't like, it's not Botox that like, you know, it's just like a filler. It just basically, and it lasts for, I think, like some years, and it goes away and you have to do it again. I'm like, I mean, I'm considering it.
You're so funny.
I know. Is that like bad?
I don't know. I mean,
don't
I'm not.
Judge me.
I'm not.
You don't care.
Like, the last time I got a facial was when we went to Chicago last year in May.
Oh, but
yeah.
But did you like the way your skin felt after? Or you were kind of like, whatever.
I was like, okay, sure. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
also have good skin, so.
I don't really have good skin because now I've been having to use concealer every day. Because mm-hmm. when I don't, I'm like, what the hell happened to me? But I'm lucky, I guess. I don't have that. Do I? Do I have to get a filler?
No. I think it's just me. I mean, okay, I'm 31. You're mm-hmm. 34. I don't know if, like, I'm too young to think about these things. People are going to be like, Brisa, that you're not getting fillers since you're, like, I don't know.
Is she? Is Brisa too young to think about these things, ladies?
Maybe I'm not, you know?
Do you guys do those
Okay,
things?
That's what Fernando got for his acne scars.
Oh, he did.
The
right,
fillers,
right,
remember?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. It's not Botox. It just fills up that those kind of things, yeah. Like scars or whatever.
Right, his face changed a lot. Our brother had a really severe acne problem,
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't fix it, and then they did that. You're right.
Yeah,
he looks better now.
So I'm considering it. I haven't done it yet. If I choose to do it, ladies, I will let you know. I will keep you in the loop. Okay, that's it. Our show is done. Thank you guys for all your questions, for laughing with us, laughing at us. Pralina, can you give the ladies all our social media information?
Yes, ladies, please follow us on Instagram @_supermamas. Follow us on Facebook, Supermamas Podcast. On our Twitter, it's also @_supermamas. If you want to join our closed group on Facebook, just go to our website, www.supermamaspodcast.com. Go to contact, and there's a link that says join closed group. and then it'll take you straight to the group. Also, you can follow us on Snapchat.
Bricia Lopez.
And mine is Pau, PAU.LOVE.
And our Super Mama Social, you guys. Get your tickets. They're only $15. SuperMamaSocial.com. We are going to have a panel of beautiful women. We have already confirmed two of our beautiful mamas that have been here before. Three of our beautiful mamas that have been here before. At Patty Rodriguez is going to be here. At LilyLove213 is going to be in the panel. And at Roxy Limon's going to be in the panel. So the three ladies are going to be chatting it up with us. Live recording of the show. Don't forget you get your tickets. SuperMamasSocial.com. SuperMamasSocial.com. All right, ladies. Besitos. Adios.
Besitos.
Besitos. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Adios.
TK. TK.
Te quiero mucho.
KIT. Keep in touch.
All right.
Super Mamas.
Super Mamas.